T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's WTIC. It's the Rant Line Hour. Why not start right now with a rant? We don't normally start them for another few minutes, but let's get one in, because we never fit them all in, and I keep carrying them over from one day to the next.
I have a question for suburban women who support Joe Biden. My question is, do you love your sons and daughters, nieces and nephews, etc., more than you hate Donald Trump? Because if you did, you wouldn't elect Joe Biden, who just presided over trying to get a sitting president impeached when he was covering up his own criminal behavior with Burisma. I can assure you of one thing, because I've seen this before. Joe Biden is going to get us into war. And if he doesn't care about suburban women who were in the cities that had riots, then what makes you think he's going to care a lick about sending your kid to war to distract attention from the issues that he's going to be going through?
I wish there was a little more detail there. I like that you made it pithy, Joe, but the I'd like to know what we're going to war over. You're saying that because of his international snafus and his problems with relationships and things like favors for his son and his son's employer overseas, that he would start a war in order to cover that up? Like, I don't know exactly what the inference is there, but I love the context that you're creating with the beginning of your rant call, this part.
I have a question for suburban women who support Joe Biden. My question is, do you love your sons and daughters, nieces and nephews, et cetera, more than you hate Donald Trump?
I like that part because the left's strategy here has been to spend the last 5 years demeaning, demoralizing, destroying, discrediting Donald Trump. And that pounding that Trump has taken over the past several years, I think, is the cornerstone of what's going on now with his fall in the polls. And as I said before, a big chunk of it is his inability to alter the course, but, you know, to change his behavior. But nevertheless, he has been the victim of a soft coup, a big conspiracy in the country to destroy his presidency. And that includes people in the government and in the White House and, I mean, and in the media. It's just been a mind-boggling period of time. Anyway, we will do more rants coming up. We'll take more phone calls, 860-522-9842. And we will have ourselves some fun, as we always do during this time of day. WTIC, since we've already started the rant line calls, we will continue. Let's grab a couple of phone calls. Jim in Windsor. Hey, Jim.
Hi. I don't understand this Trump campaign. I for the life of me, I mean, apparently you have to assume there's bright people on his staff, his advisors. But for the life of me, I can't understand why they don't run an ad showing all the gaffes that Biden has committed you know, last month or so. I mean, Hannity had him on his show, and to me, they were. It was. I don't know how, if you thought you were going to vote for Biden after seeing all those gaffes, you could still think this guy is fit for office.
And well, they may be running that ad, but
not yet.
You know who? Well, but you can't tell by TV in Connecticut, because TV in Connecticut is not going to be a buy that the Trump campaign will make. They might be targeting swing states with that very ad right now.
Well, that's your homework. Find out if they're running it anyway. Now, number two, the other thing is Burisma. He you know, can you really trust Biden? He said he didn't talk to his son, and now we got it on. They found it in his, well, I forget whose computer it was, right? His or his son's? And then,
it was one of his son's computers, yeah.
All right. And then in closing, I'll just say, Harris, I mean, she disparaged Biden to no end when she was running for president on the Democratic debates. I don't see clips of that. And then saying, if he was so bad then, well, how is he so good now? I don't understand it. I mean, you know, I'm just an average Joe, but I don't understand how they don't run these ads.
Well, the first part, again, I think they may be running those ads. And it's different with the vice presidential thing. It might not be that valuable to disparaging Harris at this point. Adam in East Hartford. Thank you, Jim, for the call. Hey, Adam.
As always, a great show. What I like about your show, and you, the announcer,
the host, we call me.
The host, yeah, is that you'll call it like it is. It reminds me of the former weather forecaster, John Carroll of WTIC, Fox 61. He used to say, I'm not going to scare you, I'll just tell you like it is. And then somebody laughed about Scott Haney prancing around the stage, blowing up the biggest snowstorm. Well, the point being, this thing with Trump, like you said, you're not a Trump supporter, you're a Trump voter, but you're just calling it like it is, that this election isn't looking good. And his behavior, he could have done tricks to help himself, which he didn't. And I was going to ask you, what do you think about, like, if most of the media, I don't mind if you say they're liberal, but most of the media is saying the bug is getting worse and breaking out, and that he goes out in the audience and says, I just want to kiss you and I just want to hug you because he came out of that virus.
Well, I think part of that was his own recovery rather than his statement about what's going on in the country. And the other part is, I don't know how you measure better or worse. If you believe the construct of Jolly Ned and the governors, that's different from whether you are thinking that a whole different strategy is called for, and we shouldn't be nervous about all these cases, and all these cases don't equate all the deaths that we've had. And they're trying to make cases the new problem, but cases aren't the problem. Cases, maybe we should just be paying not that much attention to. So there's a lot of different ways of slicing that pie. I don't know which one is the right way.
All right, well, we'll find out in about 3 weeks.
Yes, we will.
Have a great day.
Yes, we will. Adam, thank you very much. Bob calling from Basra. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi there. So I'm calling about Kamala Harris. I have been noticing pictures of her as a child. Man, she was many, many shades darker than she is today. And it's reminded me of Michael Jackson's supposed condition called vitiligo, where he was taking some creams that basically bleached his skin white. And, you know, I just sort of wondering about that. Some people.
Well, I don't know of what consequence it is in particular, but it may be that pigment changes as you grow. But have you ever seen a picture of her father?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Her father is the lightest skinned black man you will ever see. And her mother is white, or Indian. Is that right? Indian, I guess.
Right. But she was, and also parentage does not necessarily reflect pigmentation either. Because I have relatives who are much, much darker skinned than either of their two parents. But I'm just noticing, you know, it could be camera angles, it could be anything else. But, you know, sort of wonder, and I guess the fact that Michael Jackson wore a glove to cover up some of the pigmentation blotches and a mask. I've been watching her mask. I don't know. I made a connection. Let the listeners to your program make their own connections. But both were nut cases, in my opinion.
All right, Bob. Oh, that's interesting. So that's your point, is that she's soft like Michael Jackson, you think?
Well, soft, yeah, upstairs, in my opinion. Even
yes.
though she has a law degree, and she, in my opinion, is a person who's been educated beyond her intellectual capacity.
But where do you get the part that she's mentally ill in some way? Where does that come
from?
I
didn't say mentally ill. I said educated beyond her. The part about mentally ill, if there is a possibility that she has been taking lightening creams, and it may be far out that, you know, that puts her in the category of Michael Jackson.
Okay, Bob, good to hear from you. WTIC, good evening to you. It is Rant Line time. I got a little carried away there with the phone calls, but let's run a couple of rants, and then we'll take a couple more phone calls.
Why is it that I see BLM signs promoting Marxist communist organization in front of many $500,000 houses in West Hartford and Simsbury, but I see no BLM signs in front of working class houses in Elmwood or Bloomfield? Just a thought. Right.
No, that's a good thought. Black Lives Matter signs. I hadn't really thought about it, but my experience of Black Lives Matter signs is that they seem to be on big houses with fences or grand properties with rolling hills. Anybody else? I like that call.
Todd, I've been listening to your predictions on this next election. And why Trump, you felt, wasn't going to win. But what was your prediction on the last election, the 2016 election, between Trump and Hillary? Did you feel that he wasn't going to win then either? That's all I need to know.
Well, that's all you need to know is if 4 years ago I didn't know that he was going to lose by a few million votes and win the Electoral College, that is determinant of what? So yes, I did not believe that Trump was going to win the election 4 years ago, but my feeling was not the same as I have right now, which is, you know, Republicans are in danger of a tragic election, a monumental election. That's my concern right now. I was not clear on what was going to happen, but I didn't think Trump was going to win 4 years ago. The trouble with your question, to my way of thinking, is that you're trying to decide whether I am somebody whose opinion you should take at face value or ignore, rather than to take the logic of what I'm saying and integrate it into your own logic. And my rule of thumb is that we don't decide whether we don't discredit an idea because of the person it came from, or vice versa. We discredit the idea because it's either a good idea or a bad idea. And I would urge you to, I don't have any investment in whether you believe me or not, but I would urge you to look at the data. That's all I'm saying, is that the data is, along with fundraising, by the way, which I failed to mention earlier when I was listing the signals that this election is not going well for the president. One of the signals is the fundraising, which is a runaway, huge, dominant success for Democrats, last I checked. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd, I'm just wondering if any of the liberals out there or that Trump hater can tell me where I can get one of those Biden for Senate 2020 bumper stickers, because that's what he says he's running for.
I don't know what... He says he's running for the Senate? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, Todd.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that one. He gaffed? Okay. Thanks.
Hey, Todd. Hey, I was wondering if you heard that ad that TIC's been running. I heard it today. It said something about not cleaning up your leaves because the insects need a place to live for the winter. I don't know who wants to have nests of spiders and ants in their yard, but this is what I do. I rake up all my leaves from the yard, get a big pile, take about a half a gallon of motor oil for my last oil change, dump it on the leaves, light it on fire, and let me tell you, that sucker burns like crazy. And the benefits of that are I have no mosquitoes in the yard, I have no bugs in the yard, and it keeps my pesky neighbors away. And it also contributes to global warming, which gives us warmer winters.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Well, that's a worthy outcome right there. Warmer winters validate any action, don't they? Thank you for that call. 860-522-9842. Robert Wallingford. Hello, Robert.
I know you're doing good, Todd. I'm going to have something. I'm afraid for the police. I'm afraid of the police. I know you're doing good. But the reason why I'm calling is regarding the women, the girls who are with Epstein, and they never had no the parents are gone. And the parents are allowing these little 15, 18, 16-year-old girls. For what I understand, the parents signed a non-disclosure agreement with Epstein and allowed him to take their children. And no one's even mentioning where the heck are these parents while these little kids are going around the world in a private jet. Isn't that child neglect? But someone said
it potentially is. Yeah, it could be. But I've heard some of those stories where they viewed him as being credible. He was a very persuasive guy. And money has a lot of influence over people. So if
yes.
they see a child who's got opportunity, and he was good, I think, at picking out victims or targets who were vulnerable, you know, and needed the financial help a lot. And he was promising college for kids and offering internships.
Yeah, exactly.
And it seemed like, it seemed like a lottery win.
Held responsible a
well,
little
maybe.
Bit, saying, hey, you know, I mean, here, you want to go out with Charles Manson? Here, go out for the weekend, you know?
That's what's just, making you opinion. Think about it right now? Has is there a
oh,
story
no, no,
that
no,
caught
about
your
the,
attention?
Griselle is holding on, what's his name, Clinton. She's over on Clinton.
Awesome.
And that's going to come out in a couple weeks.
Good. Now, there's some exciting
stuff. And they're
going to
release what she's spilling, you know?
Oh, so they've been holding it for the election.
Well, it's going to wait until after the election, then stuff's going to hit the fan. But the parents were in neglect of, and it's obvious that they could have said something if they were so concerned. And they're out of the picture. They're like history.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Robert. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842, rant line. We're doing it right now. 860-751-4698. Let's see. I don't have one short enough to play right now, but we do have some more rants to go through, so we'll do that after we get ourselves a little newscast. And we've got another half hour to go of rants, and we've got a guest coming up as well. And we'll keep talking about all this stuff that's going on that's making the world so electrifying and fun and special. And that includes Amy Coney Barrett, who has done a terrific job. And I think, you know, they keep banging away at her trying to find vulnerabilities, but really she hasn't shown any. We'll talk about that too. Well. It's WTIC. Let's see, we got RP in Wallingford. Hey, RP.
Hi, Todd. Hey, I want to disagree with you a little bit about why, you know, and I agree with you that obviously Trump is in trouble. I'm not.
You're very soft, RP, if there's a way to make your voice louder. Are you on speaker or something?
I'm going to pull over, which I just did.
Okay.
Is that any better, Todd?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about disagreeing with you on what the problem with why Trump may lose. And I blame 100% of it on the media. You were saying that you blame Trump. He's his worst own enemy. But just to give you one specific example, if you ask 100 people right now about the tax cuts that Trump put in, how many would say that they were for the rich?
Oh, I think everybody.
90? Okay. So
yeah.
Now, Democrats and liberals have always claimed to care about the lower income people and the people that are struggling, right? Well, you and I know that his tax cuts with the $24,000 standard deduction for a family plus the kids is way better for a middle-income person that lives in an area where you don't get hosed on property taxes and income taxes, correct? So by the media not pointing that out and constantly referencing that it's they're for the rich, what chance do people that don't follow conservative news like you and I, how would they ever know that? So there's going to be how many people
going to vote? I'll take you a step further on it, RP. Anything that leaves money in the economy, it doesn't matter who's being taxed. You know, I mean, it does a little bit. But in general, any tax cut is good for everybody, even if you're 100%. Not getting the cash. So they're deceptive in every way that you can be deceptive, and depriving people of the information they need to make a good decision instead of providing it to them.
So I got into a debate with a guy, and once I got into that specific case, because he referenced, and he was a reporter, he referenced the tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires, and when I finally got to the point, we were going back and forth, when I asked specifically about what I just said, he never got back to me. So,
well,
we're being, you know, how do, listen, when if Trump loses, I'm seriously considering just tuning out completely, because I don't, who needs to be miserable over all this stuff? I mean,
well, I would suggest RP not being miserable over it and just putting your effort in to write it. So, you know, you could sit around and be miserable over the weather, or you could just put double pane windows in so that you don't feel the cold quite so much. And that's what I would suggest rather than not paying attention to the world. That works for me, though. You have to have it in you to be able to detach yourself. 860-522-9842. More rants coming up, more phone calls. We've got a guest running for state rep in Cheshire you're going to want to hear. Stay with us on WTIC. WTIC. It's Rant Line. It's phone calls. It's live guests. Let's get Ray from Waterbury in. Hey, Ray.
Hey, I'm enjoying your radio program again. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to bring something to your attention I'm not hearing very much about. There's a news story that Hunter Biden, they finally found out what he was up to in terms of, you know, they found some emails with him that can, I guess that it's something that kind of, you know, just implies that Mr. Biden himself knew all about what was going on there with...
yes, despite his denials.
Right. Do you think, Todd, that in the next debate, that this particular topic that you and I are discussing right now will come up as a question for Mr. Biden?
Oh, I don't know. That's kind of a long shot, but it's possible. You know, the interesting part of the story today is that Twitter and Facebook are blocking the repetition of that story, which was written up in the New York Post, as if it's some nefarious fake news source. And I think that's going to perhaps backfire and allow the story to carry more weight and maybe force the media into addressing it.
Will that affect the election, do you think?
No, I don't see it having that kind of explosive power, because it requires a news media prepared to react to it, and it doesn't fit into the narrative that the news media wants to be pushing, so I don't think that's likely.
So if Trump loses the election, can the Republicans start like an impeachment process that to investigate Mr. Biden?
Well, that depends. You know, the impeachment starts in the House, right, and then goes to the Senate. Is that how it works? So, you know, you need to have the Congress on your side as well. So there's more than just the presidential election coming up there, and more than just the state elections coming up. There's also the Senate and the House. And who has the power is what it's all about. Thank you for the call, sir. 860-522-9842. We'll get some more rant line calls coming up. But joining us now is Pam Salamone. She's a candidate for state representative. Pam, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Did I say your last name right? It's been a while since we talked.
You did, actually. You're one of the few, but yes.
Say it again, just to reinforce for people how
Pam
one does
Salamone.
Say. And tell us about Pam Salamone. I'm trying to repeat your name as much as possible so people hear it and it penetrates their consciousness. You're running for state representative from?
From Cheshire, Southington, and Wallingford against Liz Linehan.
And what made you do such a thing? It's your first run for office?
It is, yeah. It's my first run for office. You know, I just decided initially it was all about the financials. And, I mean, it's still majorly about the financials when we look at the deficit situation that we're heading into. And I think this is a story that hasn't been really broached upon yet. But, boy, it's going to break wide open as soon as the elections are open, because we're heading into a with the rainy day fund, we're still running into a $5.7 billion deficit. There's no way we have that kind of deficit without a massive, massive tax increase. And nobody's talking about it. It's astonishing.
Well, that's, you know, in my mind, that's why Ned has dragged the COVID thing out so long. He wanted to use it to get past the election without having to talk about the true crisis facing the state. And I think you're right that after the election, he's going to be talking about that a lot. What do you want to tell us about? So you're right. The state has $3 billion in the bank. And despite that $3 billion, that's going to be burned through inside of the first year, I believe, of this budget crisis, which started July 1st. And then there's that extra $5 to $7 billion, whatever it is, coming on the next budget cycle. So it's a tragic situation for the state.
$5.7 billion deficit is the next projected number.
Yeah. So what do you want to tell us about that? I mean, what is the conversation that should be going on right now?
Well, I mean, there's every single stone should be turned over when it comes to this, dealing with this issue. It doesn't matter how small, what the office is, what the program is, what the contracts are. Every single thing needs to be looked at. And don't tell me they can't find savings and they can't make it happen. We're not going to turn it over in 1 year. We're not going to do it immediately. I get it. But this is a serious situation. And the more money we give them, the more they just keep going. It's like when we bailed out Hartford with $500 million of our money. Why? They should have filed bankruptcy, give them all the protections that bankruptcy has to give, and force them to get their ducks in order.
Yeah, I think that's right. And in the answer to the why, of course, is for the political protection of the ruling party rather than for the best interest of taxpayers. And that's that's what we have to somehow be able to turn people's attention to, is the best interest of taxpayers. We're talking to Pam Salamone. She's running for state representative from Cheshire. 860-522-9842. Continuing with Pam Salamone. Anything else you want to say about the budget? Because we should talk about police issues too, right?
Well, I actually do. That's really one thing I want to turn into, are the police issues. And, you know, what sparked it today, it's an everyday issue, but I got a call from one of the newspaper reporters this morning asking if, when I'm at doors, am I hearing a lot about the car break-ins and the burglaries, because that's just been rising and rising over the last several years. And it's culminating now with these just enormous numbers that we can't really ignore anymore. And, of course, I am hearing about it. It's not only a fear, because people are afraid that these juveniles are going to become more and more brazen and now start targeting our homes, not just our cars at night. But people are really angry. This is their property that they pay taxes on. They pay to buy the car. They pay taxes on the car. They pay it every year. They pay taxes on their home. They have mortgages. And they feel that these kids now have more rights than they have to protect their home. So that's one issue. And then I said to him, I really want to...
Hold on one sec before you leave that, Pam. I just want to mention that, for people who don't recall, that this is the result of the left wanting
Correct.
To go soft on juveniles, that is, people under the age of 18 who are committing crimes, and basically creating a situation where they don't face punishment, and they know they don't face punishment, which
Correct.
Leads to, I think, a runaway problem with car theft and other sort of vandalizing sort of crimes that harm the community immensely and make people feel that their government is not working for them. And I think they feel that way for good reason, because it's not when the desire to pander to particular voting blocks, as the left is always doing, turns into tragedy for the people who carry the state on their backs.
It's true. And that, you know, part of their argument with that particular law, Todd, is going to be that their brains aren't fully developed until they're 25, which is true. There is scientific, they're correct. However, don't tell me at 16 you don't know right from wrong, and that you don't know that that car is not yours and you do not belong touching it, because a three-year-old knows that. So that excuse.
Yes, and I, you know, to be fair, the brains of liberals I don't think ever develop fully, and and we don't cut them slack legally because of that. I mean, that whole thing is ridiculous. The
well,
question
know,
isn't
the
about the brain develop. Yeah, go ahead.
So one of the arguments that I really am at right now, and this is what I was talking to this reporter about, was that if we really cared about these kids, and many of these kids are coming from the inner cities, okay, not all of them, but if we really cared about these kids, we would start turning this argument around, okay? Because by allowing these kids to have such behavior and tell them it's okay, basically we're saying we don't care about you. We don't think you're capable of being a productive citizen in this state. So therefore, we're just going to let you do whatever you want to do, and we're not even going to deal with you or your issues. And guess what? Once you're old enough, you're going to be in the adult system, and then you'll be put away. So if they really cared, we'd be changing our thought process on this. So now I'm questioning, do our leaders up there, do they really care?
Well, I think that's a really good point. We're talking to Pam Salamone. She's running for state representative. And I think that's right. I mean, certainly the whole idea of grade inflation, the whole idea of giving diplomas to kids who have not learned the material, who you're giving a high school diploma to somebody who has not learned the high school material, that's along the same lines of what you're describing. There are all kinds of policies that are essentially saying, we don't care about you, therefore we're going to sell you out. We're not going to worry about being responsible for your failings or your bad behavior. We're just going to push you along, and whatever happens to you, tough luck on you.
Yeah, it's basically saying we don't think you have the ability to do better in life, and I disagree with that. No one's born this way.
Agreed. All right, what else did you want to say about police issues? There was something else you were going to move on to.
No, I mean, you know, Southington actually put out a press release, and it's a list of what you need to do to now secure your cars, because don't park your car and just lock it anymore. That's not enough. So it has to do with securing the vehicle, not just locking it, but making sure all windows are fully, you know, put up, making sure that any of your valuables that you might normally leave in your car are either removed or put in the trunk before you drive away, especially if you're going to go someplace into a mall or anything where somebody might, you know, get to your car. Cords, don't leave a cord out because it might show somebody that you might have other devices in there. It's a whole list of what we have to do, of where you should park your car, that we should never have to be worried about, but we're worried about it now because they're going soft on this stuff. These kids can do it. They know they're not going to be prosecuted. There's going to be no accountability. You know, we have to decide, where do we want to go and who do we want to vote for this November?
All right. Well, Pam Salamone, hopefully people are thinking about you. 103rd District, Cheshire, Southington, Wallingford. Your website is your name. Is that what you use?
Correct. Just PamSalamone.com.
It's S-A-L-A-M-O-N-E, PamSalamone.com. Pam, thank you so much for being here. Good to talk with you again.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good one.
All righty. Take care. Pam Salamone, once again, her name. 860-522-9842. Ann calling from Hartford. Hello, Ann.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Just a question, please. I have about three questions. The first one, what happens to our votes when we mail them in? Are the two parties watching them or when they're opened or anything like that? What happens?
No, I don't know that there's any kind of special supervision. They get thrown in a bin when you turn them in, or you mail them in, whatever you do with them, and then they get received and opened and counted. I haven't heard anything about that kind of process that you're suggesting.
Do they have to have a representative from either party?
Yeah, I don't know. That may be the case.
I think
but
we should find
I'm
out.
I'm not sure. Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, another thing is that the Democrats don't need a big rally, because I have a sinking feeling that they have boxes and boxes of votes packed away somewhere, and you know, they'll just be exchanged. That is my feeling.
That
may be the reason. That's why they don't have any big rallies going on, and they seem quite happy. You know, whereas he's out there tying up himself, and you know.
All right, and what was your third point, Ann?
My third point is about the virus. Nobody's using the word immunity. If people don't build up their immunity, this thing is going to spread far and wide. You know, so I think he needs to confer with some holistic doctors, or, you know, doctors like those who believe in herbal treatments and all that.
Yes. All right, Ann, thank you very much for the call. Good to hear from you. Rant line, let's play a couple. If we
yes,
can.
Justice Barrett, so I noticed that you said no to Maisie Hirono's question.
This is a comment to Justice Barrett.
That you have never sexually assaulted anyone on your staff. My question is, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Ah, that's pretty good.
Hey, Todd, how you doing? This is Frank from the O-Dub. I really like your show, and keep up the good work. It's not really crazy about the guy that you got on there with you. He really sounds like a whiny little punk, so maybe get him off there and get some better guests or whatever. But keep up the good work and get that punk out there. See ya.
All right. I'm not sure which punk that was, but, you know, it's good to have the punks on once in a while.
Yeah, today's rant is an informational rant again. People just don't get the information right. Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal are 100 times better than any single person.
Oh, I love when the leftists, when the only thing they can do to defend their own is to compare them to Trump, as if Trump is the standard by which we should judge all people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.